This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota's state epidemiologist says February is the month where the peak of the flu season typically happens. Dr. Joshua Clayton says there are almost 2,000 laboratory-confirmed cases of influenza, and hundreds of people have been admitted to the hospital.
We have seen about 320 hospitalizations, and so far we've seen 15 deaths across the state. In total, we're seeing a lot of flu activity. People that are going to their healthcare provider with influenza-like illness make up about 5.1% of those being seen by all clinic visits.
Clayton says no children in South Dakota have died from the flu. He says 53 children in the U.S. have died from influenza this season. Clayton says some methods of preventing the flu include washing hands, covering coughs, getting a flu shot, and staying home when you have a fever. The Rapid City Police Department is currently investigating the deaths of two homeless people. Ernie Evans and Connie Rednest were found dead on a bridge on Interstate 90 Sunday morning. Authorities say there were no signs of trauma. These deaths bring the total homeless fatalities this year in Rapid up to four people. Brendan Medina is the public information officer for the Rapid City Police Department. He says the RCPD feels the loss. Medina adds there are several resources available for Rapid City's homeless population. He says other resources are also in the works. He says the city's restoration center is expected to open this summer. He says another project being worked on is the One Heart Center, previously known as the Transformation Campus. He says these new programs are being created in an effort to provide more support to the homeless community. The Federal Agriculture Department says South Dakota has more cattle and sheep than it did at the end of 2016. New reports show 4 million cattle and calves in the state on January 1st. That's a 4% jump from last year at the same time. Sheep and lamb numbers are up 10,000 from last year.